wonder if you wouldn't mind saying station ID. You just say...
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead. What?
So you would say your name and that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Whoops, I got to write that down. That's
you know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it and I'm going to send it to you so you'll have it.
Why don't you do that?
Okay. In the meantime,
send it to me.
Should we listen to some more music?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's start with the Drifters.
You got it.
This is WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We're switching from Mike on the Mic to Something About the Women. And we've got Ganya Raven on air and we're going to listen to some Drifters.
All right, let it go, yeah.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know,
oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
I know. Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart,
oh,
don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh, I know.
But
yes, I know.
Don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. 'Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I looked at you and then it happened. Oh, it took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too by look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than a summer night. Everything I want I have whenever I hold you tight. Oh, this magic moment while your lips are close to mine will last forever, forever till the end of time. Oh,
I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Okay. There we go. Some influences and inspirations and music by Goldie and the Gingerbreads. And yes, we've got Genya Raven on air with us. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. Genya, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Loud and clear.
Do you want me to do that then, darling?
Well, you went from Goldie and the Gingerbreads to 10-wheel drive. What was up with that? That's amazing. That's a 180. That's great.
Yes, it was a 180. I'll tell you how that happened was, after a while, you know, 7 years with the same band, Goldie and the Gingerbreads, I needed to have some sort of growth in my music, you know. And what happened was I heard Blood, Sweat, and Tears' first album with Al Kooper. And I said, oh, man, this is what I'd love to do, is have a horn band. And I went on to get a manager. I came back to the United States, went on to get a manager, Billy Fields and Sid Bernstein. And I told them my ideas, and they said, you know what? We know two guys that write. They're from New Jersey. And lo and behold, it was Mike Zager and Aaron Sheffrin. We got together, I heard some of their songs, and I said, Billy Broadway, I gotta funkify them, you know? So I put my two cents into everything, and it became rock and roll. I mean, they studied with Stephen Sondheim, so you can imagine how Broadway-ish it sounded. I mean, I thought
yeah.
Aaron looked like, Aaron absolutely looked like a cowboy, you know, and I just said, okay, I got to get funk into these guys, you know, and that's what happened, and and the rest is history. We did very well, broke out of Atlanta Pop Festival. We were supposed to do Woodstock Festival, but my horn players decided that because there's no money involved, that they didn't want to do it, so...
Oh, boy.
I know, believe me, I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm still friendly with Dave Liebman, and, you know, he went on to play with Miles Davis and Bill Watrous and all of those guys. I'm still friendly with them. So 10 Wheel Drive was a real happening for me, and after 10 Wheel Drive, I went on to my solo career.
Yeah. Well, we actually have some of the music from 10 Wheel Drive lined up. And then also, I have a song, Lonely Nights by the Hearts.
Oh, you're talking about my DNA. You're talking about, this is the most important woman in the world to me. This is what started me going. I sang along with this every day as a child. And when I got to meet her, I was floored. I'm never floored. I toured with the Stones, for God's sake. I toured with everybody. Nobody affected me like when I met Louise. And she came to my play, the off-Broadway play. I invited her. And she sounds the same. I'm telling you, she sounds the same. Amazing woman, Louise Murray. And this was the Hearts.
Okay, well,
so Lonely Nights, you're going to play Lonely Nights?
Absolutely. In case anybody doesn't know what this sound is, we're going to go with it.
God, listen to her voice. Listen to her voice.
Okay, you ready, Mike?
Yep, it's all ready for you.
Okay, we're going to hear, here it is, Lonely Nights, the Hearts.
Yes.
Please come.
Okay, wow, wow. Wow. Genya, you there? Hi, Genya.
Hey, this is Genya Raven, and you're listening to WMFO's 91.5 Medford Man.
I'm sorry.
I think that music worked out great behind it. It really did. You planned that.
Yeah, I planned that. So,
Wait, is the music still playing and I said that?
Yeah. It was perfect. It was beautiful. Great. It was great.
Great.
So, Stay With Me, there's a history with that song. So, that was Stay With Me by Ten Wheel Drive.
There sure is a history. I mean, everybody and their mothers recorded it after I did. I had heard that again in the 60s. By a chick called Lorraine Ellison, and I've always loved that song. We just never did it. Goldie and the Gingerbreads was a cover band for a long time. That was, you know, when you could sit in with other bands and everything. That's a whole nother story. Boy, am I glad I came up in the 60s and not now. But anyway, So I brought it to Ten Wheel Drive. I said, this is a cover I want to do, and, you know, and so the boys did a chart on it, a great chart, and we recorded it. Well, lo and behold, every station, everybody loved this, and they played it a lot, you know. But on the same album, we also had a song called I Usually Like It in the Morning Much Better, and that became the single, so it overshadowed Stay With Me. But the next thing I know is Bette Midler's doing it. The Rose, and you know, it just everybody was covering it after that. But it was an old song that I stayed on for quite a long time. Yeah, written by the wonderful Jerry Ragavoy. If you get a chance, look him up. He's written some major, major hits. And you know, Janis Joplin covered a lot of Ragavoy songs as well. You know, so.
Well, I really love your version of that song. Yeah, I love your version of that song.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah.
So we were talking a little bit before this discussion about some other work that you've done. You've produced other people, and you were involved with the film with CBGB, and you've got other things that you have going on.
Right. And there's a story behind all of it. You know, three songs on Icon are songs that I held on to right after Ten Wheel Drive. I held on to these songs to record them, but I was so disillusioned with the industry. It had started to eat itself up slowly but surely then, and that was 1972, 73. In that time, the business was already becoming unmanageable, you know, and I said to myself, okay, I was very jaded at that point, because all of a sudden, my career was as good as the last 3 minutes, and that didn't sit right with me. And I got signed by Clive Davis after Ten Wheel Drive, and this is after Janis died, and I tell you, I really, at that point, I wanted to do the songs I always wanted to do. And, you know, and I think Clive Davis was a little unhappy with that. So I was dropped. And that was a catastrophe in my head, okay? That's when I just, you know, totally started at the bottom with my booze and my drugs and you name it. You know, stop it, Sammy. My dog is going to bark any second. I'm going to walk out of this room. Anyway, I was very disillusioned, and I decided I'm going to start producing, and I did. I produced my own album, Urban Desire, which to me is one of my finest albums,
right.
And then And I Mean It, which was an incredible production, you know. But again, And I Mean It is second to Urban Desire, because Urban Desire had amazing songs on it. And I really, you know, for me, it's not really the production; it's the songs. It's a combination that breeds the success. You know what I mean? So after Urban Desire, and I mean it, I head downtown to CBGB's where it's all happening, you know, and Hilly and I get tight, not personally tight, just friends tight.
Mm-hmm.
And he really, really trusted me, and I trusted his ears, because when he said, listen to this, he was always right, you know. By the way, I didn't know. Did you see the movie, CBGB's?
I have not. Mike, have you seen it? We need a movie night here.
Yes, you do. CBGB movie was great, and the actress that played me was superb.
That's great to hear.
Who's the actress?
Who's the actress?
You got to see it.
Who was the actress, Kenya? Who was the actress?
Why can't I remember? You know, this is years ago, okay? I can't remember her name.
That's okay. We'll look it up.
She's fabulous. Oh, yeah, look it up, please.
Yeah.
That's terrible that I can't remember her name.
Tell her to come
anyway,
by.
Anyway, she studied me like crazy. What?
What was that?
Come on by again. We'll rent the movie. We'll watch it together.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, we'll do a movie night here in Somerville or Medford.
I'll do it. I'll come over. I'll do it. So anyway, so Hilly called me up one night, and he says, you've got to come see this group. Well, let me say it like he said it. Genya, you got to come see this group. The Dead Boys. I said, oh, the Dead Boys, wonderful. I went to CBGB that night, and there's this trio on stage, no bass, okay? And the first song they sing is, I don't even want to say it on air. Let's go to Sonic Reducer, okay? And I immediately knew what I could do with this band. You know, being on both sides of the glass, being an artist and a producer, was extremely helpful and is extremely helpful for my productions. Because number one, I know what's on the other side. Okay, because I needed it. The enthusiasm, the quickness of rock and roll. You don't study it, you know. We're not Pink Floyd here. What we do is we get a live. If you don't get the right take within three tries, drop the song and come back to it another day. Because rock and roll is all about feelings, you know. Punk is all about feelings. It's the same deal.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was a punk way back before punk.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was a punk kid. I was called a punk, too. But anyway, excuse me. So I met with the boys, and they totally respected me. When you read my book, you'll see on that chapter all the seriousness of how to produce, you know, a band from stage to a studio. This is the first time they were in a studio, you know, and it's very threatening. It could be threatening, you know. But meanwhile, Stan Bader, Cheetah, all of them, they totally respected me. That's why this album came out the way it did. I told them, we have a rule. What is this? When I suggest something, never say no to me.
Uh-huh.
You say, okay, we'll try it. We'll all know if it doesn't work. I'm not trying to take anything away from you. The security is important for any rock band, you know, and it continues to be that way. I remember when I was being produced, I say seduced, but produced by people, and I remember someone sleeping in the control room. You know, that's not very, that doesn't make me feel good to sing to someone that's sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, the atmosphere is truly important for a live-type band. Now, Ronnie Spector, on the other hand, who I produced, that was different. And again, she totally trusted me. That's why it worked. Like, the Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Snotty, holds up today as it did years and years ago when I did it, okay? Ronnie Spector's album, I think still, Siren is the best thing that she's ever done. And she listened to me. When I recommended the Ramones song, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow, she looked at me like I had three heads.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it. And not only that, that turned out to be her single. Then I find out from the Ramones, they wrote it with her in mind.
Wow, that synergy, you know? Synergy.
So, casting, it's casting, baby. Yeah. It's all about casting.
So production was a good experience for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, listen, when you could get the feedback of that, what you thought right, you know, that it was right, there's nothing like it. There's only one thing that takes the place of that, and that's me singing. I mean, I love singing on stage. I love audience. And I love clubs more than anything. You know, because it's personal, more personal than being on stage with 5,000 people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll deal with it. I do deal with it. But clubs are, you know, that's where I learned all my stuff, you know? You know, I said something to you before, like I'm glad that I started then as opposed to now. So you can't jump into a club and play Knock on Wood or Hold On, I'm Coming and learn with other musicians. That's how you get better. That's how I did it. I jumped up on stage with anybody. They'd say, what song? Blah, blah, blah. What key? Blah, blah, blah. Boom, we'd be on. How do you learn?
Yeah.
You know, you sit in the basement by yourself with an amp? I mean, come on. So we're missing clubs. We're missing, believe it or not, cover bands. But today, what am I going to do? Sing The Wall by, you know, Pink Floyd? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. You don't jump up on stage and do that.
Yeah. Well, we did have Lake Street Drive earlier playing a cover, so I feel like we might maybe have a little bit of that still, but it might not be quite as prevalent, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you something. The club scene, it's so important. It's a place for musicians to shed. I'm almost thinking about starting a club where anybody could come in and just jam. You know, I mean, it's so important for musicians.
Bring it here.
Bring it to Boston.
I'd love to. It'd probably do better there than anywhere. Your town is so musical.
We do have a lot of music, yeah.
Oh, man, it's wonderful. I tell you, 10-wheel drive, my Urban Desire. Oh, my God. Did you ever hear Shadow Boxing? You know.
Mike Stewart is thumbs up here.
Massachusetts Avenue. Yeah. I mean, Boston's been incredible for me.
Yeah. It still is really a place that,
Boston.
Yeah, that we can go out and hear a lot of music.
Oh, man.
And
I'll say it again. Your station is truly an important one. Truly an important one.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and you're open to so many things, and bless you. That's why you're still in the business, you know?
Well, we're going to stay
That's
here.
That's why your radio station still rocks its behind off.
So I did find the
Notice
name of...
Notice how careful I am with my language.
You are. You've been good. You've been outstanding. Genya.
I bit my tongue a couple of times.
I know. I thought maybe you had your own mute button there. I did find the name of the actress.
My dog walked out of the room. He didn't recognize me.
Okay, I found the name of the actress who played you in the CBGB movie. Stana Katic? Stana Katic?
Huh?
Stana Katic?
Yes, Stana Katic. Oh, how could
Katic.
Stana Katic. I love her. How could I forget her name, for God's sake? I've got so many things on my mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stana. Stana and I got together first. She flew in from L.A. She wanted to, you know, she was going to play me. She wanted to study me. I'm telling you, it was like foreplay. We were sitting in a restaurant. She studied every move and everything I said. It was wonderful. And I said to her, you're going to do a great job. And I saw the movie and she did.
Great.
You know, she did a great job.
Well, we will be having a movie night for that, for sure. So you influenced future musicians as well. So I have a few people in the next set of musicians who probably are playing because of your work. So we're going to start with some Marianne Faithfull. How do you feel about that?
I feel fine about that, and you're probably right. And I'll tell you something, everyone that I, and this is such a pleasure to tell you this, everyone and every girl band coming up today knows about Goldie and the Gingerbreads. And that's because little Steven also, you know, who I work with right now as a DJ. So little Steven's Underground Garage, he always, you know, says, all you women players, all you women musicians have to take your hats off to Genya Raven, Goldie. He calls me Goldie.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, yeah. A lot of musicians know who I am. And that's what I'm here for, baby.
Okay.
That's, you know, yeah.
Well, let's see where this goes. So let's hear some Marianne Faithfull.
Okay.
Tell me, sister Morphine, when are you coming? just grunts. Hilly's waiting on the talking heads.
Lisa wishes he was home instead.
I have to go. I have to go. You know.
WMFO in Medford.
You tell me you want me. You say that you really care. But fight.